The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host today is, well, his name is normally John Carcutt. Unfortunately, today it's Mud. he didn't show up, so I'm going to wing it. It's been too many episodes we've missed, and I'm so sorry to everyone who likes to listen to the show. We love doing it. It's just been a bit nuts. I'll tell you why in a second. If you haven't seen our Facebook page, that is, you'd already know then. In any case, to get to the root of it all, my wife and I had another little baby, and this one's a little girl named Ainsley, and we're just absolutely charmed. We've got a little boy now. He's 3, and now we've got Ainsley, and she's just 11 days old, I think, so pretty happy. And it's been a bit crazy, as you might imagine. So, again, sorry about that, but today we were planning on doing a review of clownantics.com. So what I'm going to do is I'm supposed to be doing the offsite, so I'll do a bit of the offsite and maybe cover some of the onsite as well, which was John's angle on things. And then we'll take some questions and stuff from the chat room if anyone has any, and I'll do my best. I've been out of the loop for a little bit, but if you're talking about some of the tried and true principles of SEO, I can certainly help you out. I feel like I'm a God, you take a week or two off, Brasco, and you feel like you're totally disconnected.
Well, I mean, the kind of disconnect you have, I mean, you're a dad again. I mean, wow.
You know, it's awesome.
That's huge. Congratulations.
Thanks, man. Thanks. So, clownantics.com, spelt as it sounds. I have to admit, I'm not a big fan of clowns. In fact, I actually read on an article, I don't know why I saw this, but kids are, by nature, scared crapless of clowns. I didn't know that. You would have thought that wouldn't be the case, but apparently it's something about someone looking entirely unusual but somewhat familiar, too. It just gives them the wiggies. I get it. But in any case, there are a lot of clowns out there, and these are the professional ones. And this website offers all of the products, such as everything from socks to balloons and props, makeup, face painting supplies. It's a very thorough site, so kudos. Very impressed with everything that's on it. It does a great job of showing exactly what it does. I mean, there's certainly no doubt about it when you get there. On some of the on-site stuff, let's just cover a little bit of that right now. It's one of those perfect examples of a site that use the word that it's about, like clown, a lot. But, it says clown wigs, clown noses, clown socks. You know what? I know that that's technically, some could call it spammy. I actually think it's natural. I mean, of course you're going to say that because it is clown wigs. It's not just wigs. That said, I wish I knew a little more of the history of this site to find out whether or not any of that has changed and how that impacted their rankings. That's the sort of stuff I would get if I'm talking to a client. I don't know that. So at this point, I'm going to say that if this person has seen some hits in terms of rankings and some of this hasn't been changed, you haven't sort of muddled and changed some of these, or I should say tested this navigation and try to take out some of the incidences of the word clown or mix it up a bit, maybe it's worth doing that and see how that plays out. In this case, I almost don't like when I get sites like this because it's done a good job. There's not a lot to talk about. I mean, I have a suspicion that John would have had some really good tips, but again, I'm doing this on the fly. I see that the URLs look good. Clownantics.com, this is an example of one, / clown-magic-tricks. cardmagictricks.html. Pretty good. It's very self-explanatory. The search engines would certainly have no problem understanding what that's about. So would users. It's very good. The page is well laid out. Doesn't seem too busy. Same-day shipping is well laid out. That's something that people really, really love. It doesn't say anything about free shipping, but I'm sure that's something that only some companies can get away with. Some news, clown antics in the news. It looks like there's some activity in terms of a blog-like page. It's got different categories. A little weak on data, though. Doesn't look like it is actually a blog. Just looking at it here, it just sort of has some outlines of, I guess, discussions about the particular company. So my recommendation would be definitely to add a blog. Talk about some of the techniques around clown makeup, how to get into the industry, what it means to be a clown, and maybe take some of the fantastic stories. Like one thing I've seen in watching the news, I'm a big news fan, sort of local news fan, I've seen clowns and other type of performers interviewed, and they've always got a great story about why they went into doing that. And I think that would be a really nice angle. People love a story, and they'd share that. And that's another key issue, right? You need something that's going to be worthwhile sharing, because the social media platforms are such a great way to get your name out there, and also to create links, which we now know Google is monitoring and can play a fairly decent role in how well your site will rank. There's still a lot of studies going on just how much impact there is from social, especially Google+, since that's so new. But we do know there is some. So I would certainly think that's a good idea, aside from the obvious benefit of being found. Getting someone to see more about what you offer and everything just from a simple note on Facebook's feed. Now, Brasco, are you looking at the site right now, clownantics.com?
I'm still working on the actual, just getting the word around to gather anybody that wants to ask questions for later on the program. But
I just thought I'd see what your first impression was as just checking out the site.
But pulling it up right now. What I'm looking at right now is now it looks like from the start of this, really easy navigation from the very start. It looks like a Drupal page, right?
It could be. Could very well be. Yeah, let me just check here. That's a good question. Certainly has a layout of what I'd be expecting from Drupal or Joomla.
Yeah. It's real simple. I mean, I actually, I'm not too fancy about the black on the background just itself by just having a plain black, but I guess if it stands out just for that one frame page to stand out, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. You know what? I actually didn't notice this as bad. Usually I don't like black either, but I don't mind this because it does tend to make the main page stand out. And it doesn't, it looks like it's a good 1,000 pixels width or close to it. So it's not too bad. Now looking at the source, I see that it's got the classic meta Google tag, Googlebot tag saying index follow. It's really unnecessary. It's not going to hurt you, but really I wouldn't even bother putting that in there. Revisit after 3 days, just take it out. It doesn't have any impact. I don't find it's useful at all. Actually, you've got the Meta Robot and Googlebot tags, and they both say index follow, so I would certainly remove that. Author tag, it's not bad. Again, wouldn't think there's be much benefit in this case unless you're going to follow the true rel equals author format, which is much different than the way you've done it here. Let's see here. The rest of the code looks very clean. Definitely can't see any indications here. I haven't looked at Drupal in so long. I don't know what to look for right now. I can see that it's got Google Analytics, which is good. Always good. And a little bit about that. They've got Google Webmaster Tools as well, so that's well set up. Obviously, there's some smarts behind this, so kudos. On sale is a fairly prominent button on the page. I click on that, I see some subcategories, wigs and costume accessories and face paints. The word clown isn't used in those links, and I think that's a good idea. It's the page is called Discount Clown Supplies, so there's no need to make that any more obvious. Top selling products, great idea, and it's also lower price. Wow, no idea how many things were for sale for clowns. looking at, I see that there's also some alt attributes that look pretty good here. Video, books, and music, everything's mirrored within the alt attributes. That's good. Again, that's very simple, but again, it's a nice touch. And actually, those might be the link titles, pardon me. Let's see here. Well, let's just jump to the off-site. Now, I'm using OpenSite Explorer from SEO Moz. I've got one of their pro accounts, and I just like to use it as sort of an overview. What I've noticed from a lot of the results is some of them, well, at least some of the results, aren't really relevant. For example, one of them was 512 Phone Trace has a link to Clown Antics. I just don't get why. And that's really pretty much a useless link because of that. I mean, you think Google's going to think the same thing. It's going to look at that and go, what's the relevance here? Why would they be linking to a clown site? It just doesn't make much sense. So another thing I noticed that the one good thing is I do see when there is anchor text that isn't the URL, there's some good variations, and I think that's fabulous. I see there's clown supplies, clown antics, face painting. It's not all one thing. Jim Howe's clown antics, very clean. There's a lot of places, however, I would definitely use a tool like SEO Moz to find anything that doesn't have any anchor text and then contact those people and try and get the anchor text. That sort of stuff will help you. Using the SEO Moz tools, you can also sort them by their authority so you know which ones to spend the time on, which ones not to bother, or at least put it at the bottom of your list. Now, it's even got Google Plus ones on there now. Kudos, SEO Moz, like it. Facebook likes, tweets. I noticed one thing that, just as a comment, I've noticed that SEO Moz Open Site Explorer, it lists how many likes a particular site has got, and it hasn't been 100% accurate, especially if I've done a page. But I'm sure these are all things they're working the bugs out of, and I'm not so sure Facebook has the clearest API and data. Like, I really wonder what if they show everything. And if they do, that's great, but I somehow doubt it. Total links, 2,700. Let's see how that compares. So if I type in, let's see here, which browser am I going to use? You know what? I think I'm going to look up some of the competitors here and find out how this compares to others in terms of backlinks. But in the meantime, let's take a quick break, and we'll get back to this in a minute.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to ebrandswithaz.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. Try MySEOTool risk-free today. Go to MySEOTool.com. MySEOTool.com.
As you know, being an expert at
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. think you could use some help with f***?
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their f*** performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh.
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search. Social. Display. One platform.
Your virtual webmaster frat house.
Webmasterradio.fm. Hey, bring your togas.
Webmasterradio.fm.
Thanks for listening. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. My name is Ross Dunn. I'm hosting the show today. John Carcutt can't be here. So I'm actually doing a bit of a live review of clownantics.com. That's clownantics.com. And it's one of our listeners who has submitted this. I'm sorry, I haven't been able to track down your name. It's somewhere in here, but I just don't have it right now. In any case, I'm hoping you're going to get some benefit from this. Wanted to do a bit of a research on your competitors to see how they were showing up. And I'm just finishing that up now. Oops, didn't get the right one there. Okay, so when I did the search, I noticed that a lot of the sites that are showing up for something like clown makeup, the sites tend to have internal pages ranking within the top 10, and I don't see your site. Now, I was curious to see just how competitive those pages were. In terms of trust, they have higher trust, at least the first one, which is mehron.com, M-E-H-R-O-N.com. You know, their total internal links, nothing was that high in comparison to clownantics.com, but that's because, of course, we're comparing an internal page to your homepage. Your homepage, at least as established as it is, will have a lot more links. If this, now, that said, an internal page tends to do well if the homepage or the main part of the site is doing really, really, really well. And now, so what I did was I compared the internal page of mehron.com to its homepage, and it seems that they actually don't have a lot of links, but their trust is higher. Page trust for Clown Antics is about 4.83, Mehron's is 5.33, and their Moz rank is 5.09 versus 4.94. Seems very close. Your site seems to have more links than clownantics.com versus, you know, 2757 versus 899 on Mehron. All I can at this point do is say that there must be a difference in the quality of links. And we've already discussed some of the issues that your site has in terms of the links, some of them not being relevant. That would be something I'd want to consider as being a main issue. Now, one of the things that, before I move on too far here, is one of our chat room listeners, Beth, asked a question. So speaking of links, how can we control or stop non-subject sites from linking to us? For example, a dog site, I have a site, someone who's a clown site, likes us, so they link to us. There's obviously no relevance there. Is that going to hurt you? I guess is what you're getting down to. It's not going to hurt you. It's just not going to have much effect, if anything. And then that, of course, isn't much benefit to you. So you can't control them. You can't say, don't link to me. And you could ask them, but the chances are that either will fall into their spam box or they just won't care. Occasionally, they'll remove it. Personally, I don't do anything about them unless there was masses of them, and obviously someone's trying to bring down your rankings. And that, you know, there are paranoids out there that would be really concerned about that. I'm simply not, unless they're in a really, really tough industry that's full of affiliate marketers and such who have some reason to want to take you down. I would say that you're not going to have enough of these that it's going to be a big problem. And what I'm referring to is if you had a lot of links, like say 90% of your links were from sites that were totally irrelevant, it would look bad and that would have a negative impact. Whether or not there'd be any formal penalty, who knows these days. I would say though that you know, with 90% of your links being nullified, it's going to look suspicious, and it certainly won't help your rankings, even if it wasn't noticed and given a main penalty. So I hope that helps, Beth. Really, just don't stress about it. If you can, if you have the time to, certainly respond to these people and say, thank you for the link. Maybe you've got another more relevant site that could link to me, or perhaps you could offer to write an article for their site. It may not have a lot of relevance, but you could talk about how dogs work with clowns, or how, who knows, maybe there are acts that do that. And on that article, have a link to your site, and then they can remove it from the other part of their site. That's going to add value to their site. It's also going to provide you with a link, and then that adds clarity to the relevance. That'd be one great tactic. Again, it's really only worthwhile if their site has some serious juice they're passing to you. Now, let's see. What else are we looking at?
Well, Beth has offered a follow-up in the chat room, talking about she thought it might hurt, but asking what about an adult site or some X-rated site that does it the same thing?
Well, if an adult site links to you, again, I would say that if there's no relevance, it's not going to hurt you. It's all a matter of extremes. Google isn't going to see. You got to remember that Google has to consider that some of these links are just odd links. They're hopefully going to be standing out as just one of very few links that make no sense. If there's a link that if there's a whole bunch of them all of a sudden from adult sites linking to your site, that could cause problems. Again, it's all about the signal. Does it look fake? Does it look like someone's trying to do a marketing campaign and game Google? Then that could be bad. And that's why, despite what they say, I've talked to people who have discussed this anyways, there are incidences where people have gone after a competitor and besmirched them. I don't personally know of any, but I've certainly heard about it. So in this case, just again, don't worry about it. If there's a lot of them doing it, then be concerned. And at that point, you can do your best to have them removed, but there's nothing much else you can do. So in this case, pie-eating clown dogs. That's a good one. A girl in the banner. There we go. Perfect blog post indeed. Try changing your site so that it's relevant to the link. There we go. And Beth also has another comment here. She's getting ready to open a site for women, which will contain information, resources, and supports on many topics. I see. Hence my concerns. Got it. Yeah, well, and it's one of those things. Hopefully your content is so good that women or anyone interested in this kind of content that are going to provide relevant links, saying, hey, this is a great site. You know, personal sites that are linking to it that have a muddle of content, they're not going to offer a lot of value anyway, even if there was there's some relevance on the site. The personal site tends to not have a lot of juice, and that's not, you know, the amount of links pointing to it. So I would say that if you get links from those, it's just a comment saying that you're really good at what you're doing and congratulations. The links you really want are from news sites or from perhaps power bloggers that talk about women's rights or perhaps family blogs, baby sites, you know, sites for mothers and such like that. Those would be great. And chances are, like I said, if there's really good content, those are going to outweigh any of these other ones. And you know, if any of these adult people anyone clicks on a link from an adult site and goes to your site, I highly doubt they're going to stick around. It's not going to be what they're looking for. So that also shows up. You know, Google does look at that if it comes from the search, that is. So if someone clicks on a search and goes to your site and they don't see what they want, there's nothing adult-oriented there, then they're just going to bounce back off, and Google does see that, so they're going to nullify that. Yeah, you definitely are. And Beth followed up saying that this could leave me wide open for many links, good, bad, and ugly. Very true. And it's going to be rather irritating at times. We had a horrifying thing the other day. It's just makes me sick. Someone linked to Stepforth from a site with kiddie porn. I was just horrified. A client found this. and told us. And we immediately contacted the hosting provider and told them about this because the site was a mess. It was obvious that it had just gone to hell. No one was moderating it anymore. And they instantly took it down. So you got to keep in mind that there are people out there that do care. So if you find a site that's linking to you and it's got something that's really offensive, you can always contact their ISP, and they're gonna aid on the. Or I can't speak today. They're going to either take it down or at least let them know what's going on, and perhaps pass along your concerns. If they don't, well, you've done what you can, and yeah. Yeah. Oh my, indeed. That kind of link to our site was just horrifying. In any case, it was obviously completely irrelevant, and we were very happy to see that the server brought it down and took down the entire forum. So it happens. It happens. After 15 years, we've got lots of links to our site, and not all of them are great. But fortunately, we're outweighing them with really good ones, and that's really what matters. Thanks, Beth. Anyone else have any questions? If you would like, just pass them along on the chat. I'm all yours. And I think in a minute we're going to actually, Brasco, I imagine right now we need to take a break. And when we get back, I'll jump on to another topic.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-service solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Just getting your feet wet on the internet? Then dive into our stream.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're the coolest place around. WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Hello and welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Today's show is just with yours truly, Ross Dunn, and I've been doing some a little bit of an analysis of clownantics.com, one of our listener sites, so thank you for the submission. We know we've got lots backed up, so we're going to try and get to those too. I know there's lots going on, though, in terms of news these days, and I wanted to touch on a couple of them. One of them was that Bing added adaptive search. Pretty cool. I mean, it's essentially like personalization for Google. There's not a lot of really new things in this process, in this aspect. But, you know, they wanted to let's see here. I'm just trying to read this one bit here because I thought that would be interesting. Adaptive search. How does it work? Here, I'll just read this off because it's going to be a little better than me trying to explain it. Every time you search on Bing, the information provided helps Bing understand what you're trying to do. The more you search, the more Bing can learn and use that information to adapt the experience so you can spend less time searching and accomplish what you set out to do. Based on how you've been searching, the example they use here is that if you're looking for Australia, or you type in the word Australia, they can know whether or not you're looking for the movie or whether or not you're looking to travel there. Let's say they guess it's the movie. They're not going to entirely remove travel results from the results, but they will shift what shows up first. Simple but clean. It's had to happen. I'm surprised it's taken this long. And I don't admittedly pay a lot of attention to Bing. So many of my clients don't even ask about it, so I have to go where the work is, and that's Google. But it's turning into more of a mover and shaker, so I'm pretty impressed to see anything that comes out on this. On other news, Google Travel has added some flight search in Google, which is freaking out a few of the travel companies out there because it's their purchase of ITA Travel that has allowed them to do this, and that was something that caused a lot of fuss. This is pretty. This is another segment I want to read. This is the first product to emerge from Google's controversial acquisition of travel software company ITA, which closed in April and included concessions and guarantees to existing ITA customers such as Kayak, Microsoft, Orbitz, Hotware, and TripAdvisor. So they're now putting data out that all these other major competitors are already using. So honestly, don't know how they can get away with this, but they are. And as a result, Google can now offer these kinds of this kind of information that could cut out these other providers. Fascinating. And once again, Google gets another step closer to just being the powerhouse of forever. They just astonish me at just how much they get away with, and that's what I guess you can do when you've got that much money. Wow. In any case, kudos to them. I'm always impressed. I do like how they work most of the time, so I think it's a good thing. Anything else here before we tie up? It's going to be a bit of, I guess, a shorter show. I don't know where we're at now, Brasco. It seems like it's been a while, but that's probably because I've been talking the whole time. Let's see.
You got to love this listener-generated kind of radio show for you today, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And yes, Beth mentioned she was thinking about Google Plus One. She's never thought of them. Would be interesting to hear how they help with rankings. The Plus One, again, I think the place to keep an eye on. I know there's other ones discussing it and doing research. I mean, pretty much any company who's moving and shaking in this world of SEO is doing their own tests. But I know SEO Moz is bound to have something soon if they haven't already. I haven't been up to date, being so connected with the family lately. But they are great for testing, and I'm sure they'll do a very good job of testing it. Beth calls Google the cyber world antichrist. Yeah, I know. They've got a lot of power. I don't mind how they wield it, though. I don't mind. I see them a lot more ethical. I'm still unethical in some regards, but a lot more ethical than their competition. I'd take Google over Microsoft any day. So, that's something at least. Now, let me go back here. I'm using good old Search Engine Land for my resources here. They're always great for lots of current content, I'm sure, as you all know.
Hi, Danny.
Yes?
I said hi, Danny.
Oh, yes. Hi, Danny. Yes, of course. Hi. You know what? I'm running out of ideas here, and that's when I think it's time to close things down. And next week, we're sure to have John, a.k.a. Mud, on the show. He's not going to let this down.
He's got a lot to answer
for. So I can't say much.
I know.
So thank you, everyone, for joining us today. If you have any other questions, please do post them on our board. I had a couple other ones. I just didn't expect this, so I didn't have them ready to answer. So please understand. I'm sorry about that, but we'll get to yours next week. And remember, our show is at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 and 5 p.m. Eastern every Monday. So So connect us, and we'll be on every week from now on for at least a while. We're going to be back on track. Thank you. Have a good week.